Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Alexis Fleener, and she's a community leader in a lot of ways. So you're going to be a leader for a turkey trot?
Yeah, so Shift ATL is going to be hosting Atlantic's first annual turkey trot on Thanksgiving Day. It'll be in the morning.
Okay, and you know, I guess I've sort of seen turkey trot in news in the past, but you better tell us all what turkey trot is.
A turkey trot is a fun run or walk. We are going to have two distances, a 5K, which is 3.1 miles, and a 1 mile run walk. Whatever people want to do that morning, it's just a way to get people moving before the feast later that day.
Hey, you use up your calories before you eat rather than afterwards, because afterwards it's kind of like, oh, a nap would be good, or there's a football game or whatever to sit around. So very interesting. What time does this start?
It will start at 7:30 if you have not registered. We are welcoming people to come and they can register that day. So that will start at 7:30, and then we're going to let people trot whatever distance they want promptly at 8 a.m.
Okay. And if they'd like to pre-register, there's a way to do that.
There is a Get Me Registered site. A lot of people are familiar with that with other races, possibly. But it's Get Me Registered. The link is on our Facebook page, or if you find one of us, we can send it out. I think it's on a poster. But it's an online registration.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming there's a fee for this.
Yeah, so the fee, it gets a little complicated, but essentially, you know, we want to make this for the whole family. So really young kiddos under kindergarten, those guys are free. From kindergarten to 8th grade, essentially, I can't remember the exact breakdown, but school age is $5 if you just want to register to run. We are offering t-shirts, so that's a little bit extra cost with your registration. And then we're offering sweatshirts, and then that's an additional cost. So we'll have to look on our Facebook page to get the online registration, but it can be as inexpensive as $10 if you want to go forego the shirt, up to $35 if you want a t-shirt or if you want a sweatshirt. And the sweatshirts, you have to pre-register to get those in order for us to order. So we are 7 days away from that deadline.
Okay, good point. And that date is from Friday. What is it? We need to know that date for sure, that the deadline is, but yeah. Hey, you don't have to wait till the deadline to register.
Right. The deadline is the 13th to register to get that sweatshirt ordered, but to get a t-shirt to come, if you want nothing or a t-shirt, you can register the day of, and we'll be taking online registration up till that point.
Okay. And so I know some times in the past, some of the walks and so on have been sponsored. You really are encouraging families. I mean, you can be somebody who's out there really serious about doing a run or a walk, but it could just be a family out for a walk together. Maybe they'll have visitors in town that this would be a nice way to start the day.
Yeah, we are encouraging groups and families of all abilities and ages. You can run, you can walk. There will be some warm beverages, coffee, hot cocoa, and some treats at the end to kind of get you started for the day, get you ready. And so this isn't super competitive by any means. We're going to have, you know, the first place men's and the first place women. They can, we'll have some goodies that they can take back home and have later that day.
You know, we haven't talked about where this registration, where this starting is, and kind of where the path is.
It will start at the depot / where the chamber office is. That's where we are going to gather. And then the 5K distance will, of course, kind of, we'll have a map drought, and it goes around Schielberg's, and then the 1 mile will be just up Chestnut to the city park and then back. A loop like that.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty easy to find and follow. And well, you got to have some hills in there, but other than that, pretty smooth path to follow. So we've talked about there's a fee, and there is a reason for this. You mentioned who the sponsor was, but we need to tell people a bit more about Shift ATL.
Yeah. Yeah. So Shift ATL is the sponsor of this. And you know, we kind of just had this idea and it's the first one. So it's going to be pretty casual. But, the registration fee will go to our organization. The funds raised from this will just go towards our building project. We bought the old downtowner building where we went through demo with that. So now we're going to be applying for grants, and so we're just raising money to go towards that building and the redevelopment of that building.
Alexis, can you give the purpose or the mission of Shift ATL?
So we were formed this summer, so we're a new nonprofit organization interested in community and economic development. We are working with other groups in the community, but doing what we can and our part in getting people involved in the community aspects, social aspects, economic development aspects of our community.
Somebody has to give some leadership, and there's a few of you who've stepped up. Is there a membership in this group, or are there just a certain number of you saying, we're the group that's going forward?
So, yeah, our group is kind of slowly growing. We've had some people come on board saying that they want to give some of their time, which is great. We really appreciate that, because it takes many of us to kind of get these different things done that we're doing. But also, we want to make it very attainable for people. If they don't have the time, but maybe they can give $50, or they want to be involved in some of our social events that we're doing, they can attend and give that way. And we just want to create a place for people to be able to get involved in economic development. So we are going to be launching this Shift network where, we're going to be kind of bringing on more regular giving opportunities for people, and then they can give, every quarter, and then we'll have updates to show them what their money is going towards.
Well, you've done a lot of work to get all of this established. I know getting a nonprofit is not, you don't just say we're going to be a nonprofit. There's a lot of work to that. And as you've pointed out, you already have a project underway. So if people want more information, what's the best way to get more information, Alexis?
Well, we have a Facebook group that we're very active on, and posting updates on our Facebook group. But also our Gmail email account is shiftatlantic@gmail.com. I work at SWPCO. We have people working out in the community. So I think our contact information is probably out there already. So, if anyone has any interest, questions, just want to talk, or curious, we're always open to talking and meeting with people.
Sounds like Facebook is a good place to start with all that. And then keep your ears open, because as you have done other events, and this is the one for Thanksgiving. So let's just remind people, if they want to get interested and want to be involved with Turkey Trot, what they need to do.
Go on the Facebook page, our Facebook page. We have an event, Atlantic Turkey Trot. We have a Get Me Registered link. We have the information at the YMCA too, Nishna Valley YMCA here in Atlantic. So they know as well about it. And Facebook, social media, and online.
Okay. Well, it is the first one in the area, so it could be kind of fun to be in on the first one. And, we'll just see what the weather's like. Who knows? But I know they've done these other places and going, it'll be a fun kind of time. We want to thank you very much, Alexis Fleener, for visiting with us about Shift ATL. And until next time, here's a thought from Bobby Achart. Because you never know when the day before is the day before, prepare for tomorrow.